Welcome to the She's Healing With Y'all podcast. In this space, we break down the mental, physical, and spiritual impacts of trauma and spiritual warfare. Our goal, using faith-based guidance, is to heal, self-examine, grow, and step into the purpose that Y'all created us for. I am your host, Kiara Washington, and I am so very thankful to be on this healing journey with you. Peace and blessings, sisters. I'm your host, Kiara Washington, and welcome to the show. How are y'all doing this week? Have you taken any time lately to reflect on the wins in your healing journey? If not, make some time to do that today. Now, before we jump into this week's episode, just a reminder, the website is live now, y'all, so check out healingwithyall.com for merch, my books, coaching opportunities, and other resources on your healing journey. And as more items are added, I'll be sure to keep you updated. Now, today's episode, we are continuing on the topic, the company we keep will impact every aspect of our wellness. Last week, we covered emotional wellness, and this week, we'll keep it moving with physical and intellectual wellness. So grab your journal or your notebook and your Bible, and let's dive in. If you missed last week's episode, go check it out. There was a lot to unpack with emotional wellness. But just to catch you up, we are covering seven dimensions of wellness and how the people and things we surround ourselves with can impact each. Our three-point recap from last week was focusing on wellness creates stability, balance, and clarity in our lives and builds resilience. Number two, emotional wellness is the ability to cope well with life stressors, have awareness of and be able to manage our feelings and our behaviors while creating satisfying relationships. And number three, choosing the wrong people in our support system or not healing our negative attributes blocks us from true healing and emotional wellness in our lives. So now, moving into physical wellness, it's recognizing the need for physical activity, adequate sleep, proper nutrition, and avoiding or limiting the use of substances or toxins, whether that's physical or spiritual, that pollute or drain our bodies. So if we're striving for wellness in this area, it looks like making time to develop physical strength and flexibility and endurance, prioritizing preventative health care, so meaning taking regular care of your body and being in tune with the signs that your body gives as a warning, because it does give them, instead of waiting until a major issue or disease is manifested. Understanding the relationship between sound nutrition and how your body performs, and recognizing when external factors, and that can be people, spirits, things in the environment, when they are causing a decline internally. Now, for many of us, we come from cultural backgrounds that focus on living to eat instead of eating to live. I am pretty sure many of you can attest to having family members who would rather live life how they want, knowing they have hypertension, diabetes, heart disease, or even cancer, saying, I ain't going to no doctor. Or battling with substance abuse and downplaying the impact that it's had on their physical, mental, and spiritual health over the years. Many of our loved ones who may have passed, in addition to eating what they want and not exercising or continuing with substance abuse patterns, they were scared of seeking medical help for fear of what they will find out. But this lack of physical wellness in many cases, it just led to an increase in negative health outcomes or their death. So we have more knowledge and we have to take it more serious, but we are in a trend of people joking about and enjoying all the big back foods and people doing drugs more openly now, more than ever before. But also many people are juicing and detoxing, educating themselves on herbs and natural remedies, getting those home or gym workouts in, and prioritizing rest without guilt. And these are the steps that will benefit not only ourselves, but our families and generations to come. Like, think about kids and how they watch everything we do. Just as the company we keep can impact our wellness, the same can happen to children and viewing us as their example. So many of the aspects of physical wellness are directly within our control, but the company we keep can have a positive or negative influence. Like, if you surround yourself with individuals on a regular basis who do not care about nutrition, exercise, or adequate rest, and instead want to drink, smoke, or eat junk food all the time, one of two things will happen. Either it will be motivation for you to want better for your own body, mind, and spirit, or as the saying goes, birds of a feather flock together and you will be right there with them engaging in the same habits. And that's because the importance of physical wellness and the impact it has, it won't matter to you as much. That gut-brain connection is so real. And the more junk we consume, the more of a hormonal imbalance we create, the more sickness and disease cultivates, the less motivation and drive and self-esteem and sense of direction we have, and then the less prepared we are to carry out Yah's purpose in our life and be fruitful. Now, alternatively, say you surround yourself with people who only care about their physical appearance, how good they look, how well they're dressed, how many likes they get, and are vain and selfish. That doesn't benefit us either. Because if we begin to embody those same characteristics, now we have become superficial and our spirit might be ugly, which we can examine by asking a couple of questions. Can we exercise the fruits of the spirit in that state of mind? Can we be a genuine sister or help to others if we're all about ourselves? And can Yah use us to reach our full potential, carrying ourselves in that way? A few weeks ago, I made a video on TikTok speaking on surrounding yourselves with people who thrive off negativity and the impact it will have on you. If we surround ourselves with people who use negative experiences, whether it's theirs or someone else's, to stay relevant, get a high, get their endorphins flowing, or just to have something to talk about, and you are really trying to focus on growth and elevation, these people will drain your spirit and it will have an impact on your physical wellness. You'll be agitated, feel stress and fatigue around these types of people because you're not aligned. And this is why balance and awareness is so important. Let's pull out our Bibles and check out a few scripts. First, let's go to Proverbs 11 and 22. I'm going to read this in the Amplified version. As a ring of gold in a swine's snout, so is a beautiful woman without discretion. Her lack of character mocks her beauty. Let's flip to 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Now, 1 Corinthians 10 and 31. Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. And flip to 1 Timothy verse 4 and 8, and this I will be reading in the Amplified version. For physical training is of some value, but godliness, spiritual training, is of value in everything and in every way, since it holds promise for the present life and for the life to come. And let's flip to Romans 12, 1 and 2. Also going to read this in the Amplified version. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies, dedicating all of yourselves set apart as a living sacrifice, holy and well-pleasing to God, which is your rational, logical, intelligent act of worship. And do not be conformed to this world any longer with its superficial values and customs, but be transformed and progressively changed as you mature spiritually by the renewing of your mind, focusing on godly values and ethical attitudes, so that you may prove for yourselves what the will of God is and that which is good and acceptable and perfect in his plan and purpose for you. Whew, that last scripture, y'all. So as these scriptures tell us, yes, our physical health matters. But on a deeper level, it does not outweigh, but is very much intertwined with our mental and spiritual wellness. If we care for our body but neglect our spirit and our mind, it's going to create a crazy imbalance. Now let's go over 5 tips to help promote physical wellness. Number 1, be realistic about where you are with your health goals and where you want to be. And set a tentative timeline too, because a goal without a date is just a dream. The timeline may have to shift based on certain things, but at least you'll kind of be working off of this date in mind. Like, I'm hoping to achieve X by this date. Pick some supportive and wise people to support you on your journey. And this person or people, they may work out with you in person or virtually, do a cleanse or a detox with you. Maybe you do bi-weekly check-ins or whatever frequency makes sense. They may help you get to the root cause of some of your concerns or pray or fast with you. Number 3, mindfulness. We discussed this last week as a part of emotional wellness, but in this case, mindfulness helps you to be aware of the signs your body is giving you that something is off, illness is brewing, or rest is needed. And when it comes to diet, it helps you pay attention to your body's hunger cues to avoid overeating. Number 4, make time for self-reflection. Acknowledge those successes. Recognize areas of challenges that persist. Evaluate the character and support of people in your circle. And make tweaks to your timeline or your goals or your methods based on where your time and self-reflection takes you. Number 5, prioritize adequate rest and breaks so you feel regulated without mom guilt or general guilt. You getting rest is not selfish. It leads to balance in physical, mental, and spiritual wellness, which in turn will provide more energy and motivation and desire for you to do more for those who need you. If you have any other thoughts on physical wellness, I'd love to hear them. Leave a comment or send me an email. And let's move on to intellectual wellness. Now, as we cover the rest of these dimensions, you're going to start to recognize similarities. And that's because all of these areas of wellness intertwine for us to have complete wholeness. And stress or neglect in one of these dimensions, if it's not managed, it's going to easily disrupt our wellness in another area of life. Now, the way we choose to organize our thought processes and receive new ideas and perspectives, that can have a significant impact on our well-being. And this is where intellectual wellness comes in. Allowing our brain both stimulation and rest for critical thinking, curiosity, and creativity while we're striving to maintain good mental health habits and being open to intellectual growth. That's kind of the basis of what intellectual wellness is. But let's break that definition down a bit more. So first, the way we choose to organize our thought processes and receive new information, meaning we have control over this. We choose if we want to get stuck in a negative, pessimistic, or worst case scenario type of thought process, or shift to a growth mindset. Now, speaking on a growth mindset versus a fixed mindset, that can honestly be an episode of its own. But for now, I'll just say a growth mindset is one that is open to new opportunities, has hope, learning, perseverance, and development, while a fixed mindset avoids challenges, is set in their ways, is limited in believing what they're able to accomplish and what they're capable of. So the choice is ours. Additionally, our subconscious plays a role in how we receive new ideas and perspectives. Based on trauma or life experiences we've been through, our subconscious will try to protect us from similar situations. But when we are in a space of trying to grow and elevate, this protection becomes a crutch and limits our growth. So we have to choose to rewire our subconscious to not fear certain unknowns because of perceived similarities. If you're more interested in this topic, I'll probably do an episode down the line, but you can also check out the mindset coaching page on healingwithyah.com. Now, this mental shift does not happen overnight, but if we are actively trying, we will break free from the negative thought processes and patterns, so we're able to move forward in life, having more control over our thoughts, feeling more regulated, healed, and can confidently step into our God-given purpose. Second, the definition mentioned allowing our minds to rest and be stimulated and constantly seeking growth. In my opinion, we should be lifelong learners. We are constantly changing as we experience different seasons of life, and this brings on new opportunities to learn, grow, and develop. We are rediscovering ourselves over and over in terms of our interests, creative joys, wrapping our mind around wisdom from the Most High, and deepening our relationship with Him. This sharpens, shapes, and stimulates our brain. It encourages those good mental health habits and provides opportunities for our critical thinking skills to be developed. And we cannot forget that rest is mentioned. It's also discussed in the emotional and physical dimensions of wellness. Rest is just essential for our overall well-being. Even Yah understood the importance of getting rest, so we shouldn't neglect that. Let's grab our Bibles and turn to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5 through 8. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to your virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you, that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of Yah. Some other benefits of being intellectually well: clarity of thought and focus, improved mood and expanded mindset. It enhances our brain's function and learning capabilities, helps us develop the ability to plan ahead and minimize stress, enhance organizational skills in both our personal and professional lives, can help create new neural pathways to support brain growth, and overall, we'll have a sense of achievement and well-being. As with the other areas of wellness, surrounding ourselves with the wrong company, those with a fixed mindset, those only open to their own perspectives and interests, those not willing to try new things in order to grow, those not interested in increasing wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, these types of people will stunt your growth, and if you allow them, prevent you from unlocking your full capabilities. So choose well. Let's turn to Proverbs 4, 5 through 9. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she will preserve thee. Love her, and she will keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she will promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor, and when thou dost embrace her, she shall give to thine head an ornament of grace. A crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Tips to improve intellectual wellness can be pretty simple. For example, eating and sleeping well, reading positive content, and choosing to try out a new topic. Trying a new activity, traveling, maintaining healthy social connections, making internal changes like consistency with self-discipline and regular self-reflection. Small changes like this will lead to big impacts, mental renewal, personal growth, goal achievement, deeper spiritual connection with the Most High, more positivity, and healing. That's all for today's episode, y'all. I hope this information helps each of us in some way on our healing journey. And our 3-point recap for today: number one, striving for physical wellness means prioritizing time to develop physical strength, nutrition, rest, and recognizing when people, spirits, or external factors are causing an internal decline. Number two, intellectual wellness benefits us by increasing our knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, creating new neural pathways for brain growth, and it's an opportunity to explore and develop our creative side. Number three, all the dimensions of wellness intertwine for us to have complete wholeness. And stress or neglect in one dimension, if it's not managed, it will disrupt our well-being in another area of life. Let's close out our time together speaking life and truth over ourselves. Repeat after me. I am capable of healing. I deserve to be healthy and whole. I can do hard things, because I can do all things through Yah. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the She's Healing with Yah podcast. Tune in next week for the last part of this mini series on wellness and the company we keep. Please like, share, follow, and leave a review. And until we meet again, peace, my sisters. Thank you for tuning in to the She's Healing with Yah podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, share it with someone else who will benefit and leave a review. Also, visit healingwithyah.com for additional resources on your healing journey.